getting caught in cyclical system. Biblical wisdom I was taught, I was lost, I was forced to listen, not talk. Ideas bottled up, jotted them down to Billy Lowman sound. Hard to find honorable audio, I'm the exception. Rex, you know, exception, no reflections. Plus my flow to essence, express woes of those who just want the culture to cultivate growth. Pearls, jewels, my worldviews, I hurl choose. Listen to don't listen, gems ain't here to hurt you. Words I serve to you happily. Sadly, when I spit too rapidly, message you lose clarity.
It's your boat, they talking, keep talking, that real shit. It's your boat, they talking, keep talking, that real shit. It's your boat, they talking, keep talking, that real shit. It's your boat, they talking, keep talking, that real shit.
I only make moves if my heart's in it. Raising the bar, amazing, my dogs all legends. Each sentence is like you in the law's presence, or in the blood-filled pool with some sharks in it. I finally feel like I got a purpose now. I wasted a lot of years in them purple clouds and wasted a lot of time trying
to... WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a band called Girl School. Thanks.
Thank you.
right, WMFO in Medford. Michael Scott Stewart is with me here tonight from Boston Women Rock.
Good evening, Skybar.
Among other things, I should say.
Yes, I'm a man of many, many distinctions here.
Many stations, but he's here to help me out a little bit tonight and do a little bit with your cause here, Boston Women Rock.
Yeah, it's been on the shelf while, as some people know, I had some health issues, had an operation about early summer. And that put me out of commission for a while, and we're trying to get it back on track. But if people don't understand, Boston Women Rock is a radio segment that's dedicated to promoting local women musicians. And we try to do that, put the spotlight on them, whether they're up and coming, not heard yet, a little bit established, or at the top of the pile like a Ruby Rose Fox or somebody like that.
Yeah, I missed Ruby's last show at Berkeley, I think it was. I heard it was...
Yes, it was at the Red Room. Yes.
I think sold out, I believe. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And actually, I didn't have a ticket, and I worked late. This is a busy time of year for me. And I was going to run over there late, but I heard rumblings that it might sell out, so I said, I'm not going to risk it. Driving in, and then
it sold out. She did a little tour this fall.
Yeah.
A couple weeks, and she had played the Lacom, I believe, up in Beverly.
Yeah.
And originally she had a little bit, the promoter pulled the plug on it, and she promoted herself. So I guess she must have ponied up the cash. And I guess it was a successful night for her. So, and she just won Best Songwriter in Boston Music Awards.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's won, that seems like the past 3 years for some form or another.
Yes.
Back to back, I think, female singer, 14 and 15, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's got a great voice. We'll see if she takes off. I know it's
well. She is geared up to take it to the next level.
Yeah,
Can tour. But she's basically, you know, put herself in that position that she can take the next step.
Yeah,
like anything in music, you know, I don't know how it goes now. I don't know how people make that next jump anymore because there's not really major labels. There's only a couple, and they're wrapped up in a couple pop people, and that's about it, you know.
And the radio's spotty, except for people like us.
Yes.
As far as getting played, because you got to fit a certain format.
Yeah.
And she's a bit of a unique,
individual. And, you know, a lot of, I guess according to the CJM, the College Journal of Music there, a lot of college stations are playing T40. So, I mean, how do you break into that?
You can go anywhere to get that. College stations shouldn't be about that.
No, but you know, once you probably get past like Pennsylvania and stuff, and through the Midwest and stuff, you know, maybe there isn't a lot of options for them. You know,
right?
So that's why we feel it's so important here. This is Tufts University. We're WMFO here, 91.5 FM, we are a top tier Boston College station. We have DJs that program the shows and break new artists. You don't get that a lot all around in all the college stations. It's kind of a mixed bag. Us and MBR and ZBC and a few WMWM, which I'm at. But if you take something like Emerson, majority of stuff there is not programmed by the students.
I've heard they've changed over.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because they're aren't they a communication school?
Feel they're mostly training them to be announcers and engineers.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're not going to get into the program thing. And I guess to have a wider swath of people listening to the station to support it, because they do a couple fundraisers a year, what I understand.
It's kind of like a necessary evil, I guess,
They're going for like something between what the old NFX and BOS and the River and all those people are trying to do. That's their target audience, you know? You know, some stations like UMB, which is UMass Boston, that's professional DJs there.
Right.
And they absorb several of the stations where they do the formatting for the stations on the South Shore and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think UML up in Lowell is all students, no community members. So it's a mixed bag. So if you want your band to get played, come to WML, see Skybar, if you're a local artist, he'll get you played. Yeah.
I should mention I started this thing with a band called Girl School, who are not local. I just like them a lot. A song called Night Before.
I love them. They're great.
And then we played, you know of Girl School.
Yes.
And then I played Weekend Friends. I think it was So, I forget the name of the song. So Cool, I think it was. She's So Cool, actually.
Yeah.
Who were the runner-ups this past year. But we're going to play some music Michael brought. with him, and then we'll obviously chat some more, but what do we got lined up here first? I think it's Carissa Johnson.
Carissa Johnson, solo artist for the last year or two, was in Flight of Fire, so which we hope we play them later.
Yeah, we'll
and
get to them.
She's got a couple videos out for Fuel Heart and a few other things, but the song I really like is Only Roses. Great song, so I think that's what we're going to start off with, and then we'll get into our other part of Boston Women Rock.
Good enough. Stay tuned. Here we go.
Keeping it with me, and yes, I'm strong. still everybody wants some. They're in, they're out. So in, so out. Look, with so many of you, hell, you got so easy to find. So sick of love, and I got so sick of that.
All right, we're back. Michael is here, Skybar's here, and Tracy is here.
Introduce yourself,
hey everybody,
Tracy.
I'm Tracy Chevrolet. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, both you guys.
Yeah, she's a new addition to Boston Women Rock. We hope she sticks around.
Yeah, I'm having a good time so far.
Yeah.
I love the music.
Yeah, I bumped into you like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's on board.
Yep.
That fantastic. Is great.
Here
Michael,
I am.
Michael could use some help.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why I'm here.
Somebody's going to help me put the walker in the car.
Flying solo at our advance. We need some relief.
For about a year and a half now, yeah. Hey, we just heard Natalie Flanagan for CD Sexy Singers. If you don't, she doesn't do a lot of gigs, mostly in the Cambridge-Somerville area. She works, I believe, at Tavern at the End of the World. She does gig there once in a while. Grab her. I mean, she's got a fantastic voice. I love her. Before that, we heard Analog Heart. Liz Bills, really a great song called Whoa. Great voice. Yep. I think there's a ton of potential there. And before that, we had Carissa Johnson, who was originally in Flight of Fire for a while.
She's getting a lot of buzz, too.
Yes. We heard Only Roses. She's got a couple of videos out, too. So I think you'll hear more of her coming up.
Great.
Yeah.
And we get a little bit of a report
yes.
of what's
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, I put together something. There's a lot going on in town this week for Boston Women Rock. Tonight, actually, after this show, 9 o'clock at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge, we have When Particles Collide. They're doing a month-long residency there at Atwood's every Tuesday night till December 27th. And tonight, they're featuring guest Lisa Coyne, who's also a local woman musician. Tomorrow night, we have at 7 o'clock, we have Girls Rock Campaign is presenting an event called Clubhouse Rock. It's the debut of a bunch of the Girls Rock Campaign Boston bands, including Milk Crate, Zipped, a new band called Black Prius with Tinted Windows, featuring some local bands that are more established, Peach Ring and Miss Geo. That's tomorrow night at Lilypad and Inman Square, 1353 Cambridge Street, also in Cambridge. We have another event. It's a busy week. Like I said, we have two events going on this Thursday, December 15th. The first one is a spectacular gift drive for the DCF Kids Fund. That's the Department of Children and Families Gift Fund, featuring three bands. They're all sort of super bands, including some great local women who are in rock bands in the Boston area. The first one's called Airport. Hail Santa. I think I was meant to confuse that with
the
Yeah, there you go.
Wrong holiday.
Christmas in hell there.
And then Dark Wheels is the other band. So the three bands performing, and they're sort of a conglomeration of local bands all put together, including some great women who rock in the Boston area. That's taking place, like I said, tomorrow night, Thursday night, December 15th, 7 p.m. at Once, which is in Somerville, 156 Highland Ave. And also December 15th, we have Petty Morals, a great rockin' band from Salem, all-women rock band. They're having their video release party, featuring a couple of local bands, Shitted Wizard and Shatner. That's at 8:30. I sort of slurred over that. You caught that. That's not what I said. So anyway, that is Thursday, December 15th, also at 8:30 p.m. over at O'Brien's Pub in Allston. So we got Cambridge, Somerville, and Boston all representing for Women Rock this week. Finally, there's two more. We got one Friday, December 16th at 8:30. A bunch of local bands playing, including Fur Purse, The Bikes, Lost Lake, Stace Brandt. That's over at the Midway Cafe in JP on Washington Street out there. And then finally, Saturday, December 17th at 10 p.m., great band Jill McCracken and the Misadventures featuring a guest band, Dr. Fidelity. That's at the Middle East Corner. Right here on Mass Ave in Cambridge. So all local bands, all local venues, go out and support your local bands this holiday season. We've got a lot going on. Very exciting. Thanks. That's my report.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, Tracy.
There is a lot. And I've talked to Mike about this before. I hear from some people that, you know, the scene is nothing going on. Pretty much every night of the week, if you want to go somewhere and see live music, it's out there, and it's many venues, and not just one or two.
So. Yeah.
Right,
it's more about going out, and then it's different genres too. Whatever you want to see, you can find. It's about looking for it.
I know. I mean, if you're in a situation like you might get to the middle of the country or something, and you know they all they have is T40 bands or just maybe a certain genre or something like that. I think we've gotten lulled to sleep here. And I know a lot of older people, once they get over 40, 45, they have not a tendency because of money or time or jobs, don't seem to go out and support the clubs. We have great talent in the city.
Yeah.
We have music schools here. We have colleges. We have great open mics. The Lizard, Thunder Road. They're bringing some major talent. They don't go on to do stuff. So
yeah,
it's interesting because there's always new talent coming in. I mean, bands get established. They get better and better the more gigs they play. But there's always new talent coming in to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
And to keep interest coming, you know, and the old bands, the established bands feature the new bands
to
open for them, and that
they
keeps
bring
the
each other along
alive.
Definitely
very supportive here.
All right, we are going to get back to the music, and I will obviously come back and talk. Right now this is a band called the Abby Barrett Band, who are also gathering some steam. Here we go.
Paperwork alone. I'm
we're back. We covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah, we're still in love with Cruella de Vil.
What we just play? I said Michael could handle this because I was kind of in a...
Yeah, we started at the top of the set with Julie Rhodes. I forgot the name.
Off of Boston Sessions, yes. Volume 1.
Yes.
Called The Beast.
And she just won a Boston Music Award.
Yeah, I think Best New Band.
Best New Talent, yeah, or something like that. Great. I saw her a couple months back. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely check her out. After that, we heard the Rock House Rebels with Jackie Barrett. And that's an older CD. And they used to play around the Boston area, and now they're relocated at different parts of the country. And that goes out to Jackie, my former girlfriend. After that, we heard Cruella de Vil, Still in Love. And they have a brand new CD out. It's called Ride. The only thing is they're trying to get their website out so they can sell it and do a proper CD release.
Yeah.
But basically what they did is they kind of rebranded the band. They went in the studio with a major producer from this area. His name escapes me at the moment. They went to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Caudry. That's what it was. And they redid a lot of the old songs because they want to rebrand it with the newer vocals. The sisters are doing the vocals. That's Betsy, Patsy, and excuse me, Cindy Bugden. And then they did some new songs. So that was off a Ride. And we're going to be hearing next Annabelle Paley-Lord, her new CD out. It's been out for a couple months, called Polaris. And the first cut on it is called Oxycontin Serotonin in Me. And if you don't know who she is, she is the daughter of Kevin Paley and Mary Lou Lord.
Oh, Mary Lou Lord I didn't know that.
Yes.
News to me.
Excuse me. Mary Lou
Michael
Lord.
Michael, get through it. Should have brought you a glass of water.
Yeah. You? I'll just poke a hole in my throat here and let everything drain out. Mary Lou Lord is from in the 90s when all the buzz was happening around here with different bands like Fuzzy and Throwing Muses and bands like that. She came out of that, and she was signed to Sony and a couple of the labels, had some recordings out. She put a recording out about a year ago. We don't have it in hand, but hope to get that at some point. Her former husband, Kevin Paley, was known for the Raging Teens, a rockabilly band.
Yeah.
And I hear they're having a reunion.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to have a reunion. But he's been doing the Jittery Jack tour, where he's the lead singer, obviously. And they've toured Europe and stuff. And sometimes Annabelle has been one of the backup singers and rhythm guitarists in the band, along with Miss Amy, who's the other, you know, lead guitarist in the band. So check them out if you love rockabilly, roots music. They're the thing.
All right. We'll hear that, and we'll be back. 851 WMFO in Medford.
I don't care if the sun don't shine, I can be happy anytime I want to. And I don't care if you break my heart, I knew you would from the very start, but I'll always take you. There's something you gotta know, my love. You're not the only one. I've been untrue to my true love. Supernova, it was really nice to know you. Well, that did shine so bright for a night. I don't need your valentines, 'cause we're together all the time. Get me away from you. I can't remember yesterday. All my words are going gray. I don't know what to do. There's something you gotta know, my love. You're not the only one. I've been untrue to my true love. Supernova, it was really nice to know you.
Kind of had to fade that down because we're up against the clock
here.
But,
well, thank you again for having Boston Women Rock on Rising Skybar.
Thank you very much, Skybar. Thank you, Mike, for having me, too.
Yeah, Appreciate Tracy, our new addition to Boston Women Rock. And we will be on Sunday at WMWM 91.7 Salem. And we'll be up there around 11-ish. We'll be doing a Boston Women Rock segment up there.
All right.
Our guest will be Lisa Bastone.
All right.
Yeah.
Good enough. Thanks again, guys. WMFO in Medford. Going to get out of here. Going to leave you with a quick one by Lily Black. But thanks a lot. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.